back. Which reminds, but the competition teachers want us. They put a lot of work into it. So we thank them for coming here. My name is Brad Jones. I'm the superintendent. And today is the rest of us. So without further ado, we have a prayer. We all will show tonight. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for this time. Thank you for this season. We can celebrate the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ, Lord. We thank you that he came, lived a righteous, perfect life, died for our sins, that we might live, and we might live forever. We pray and ask that each one here would know you, know the gospel, and respond to it, and follow you in service as your disciples, is our ultimate prayer and desire. In Christ's name, we pray and ask these things. Amen.
Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Isaiah 7:14.
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Isaiah 61:1.
Thank you. suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Luke 2:13-14.
Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. Jeremiah 23:5.
Little village of Bethlehem. So, it is the king's birthday?
Yes, he was born long ago.
But wait, I think some friends can tell us about his birth and why he came.
Jesus Christ. B is for Bethlehem where Jesus was born. C is for the Christ child born to us.
D is for the donkey carrying Mary.
E is for everlasting life.
F is the frankincense brought to him by the kings.
G is for our good shepherds.
H is the heavenly light that came down.
I is for Emmanuel, meaning God is with us.
J is for Jesus, the Savior of us all.
K is because he is the King of Kings.
L is because he is the Lord of Lords.
M is for the manger where Jesus lay.
N is for Noel, the first song the angels sang.
O is for the oxen who begged to worship him.
P is for the presents that the wise men brought.
Q is for the quiet that came in the night as the star in the heavens shone so bright.
R is because Jesus is the reason for the season.
S is for the shepherds who came to worship him.
T is for tidings of great joy.
U is for us, his purpose for coming from heaven.
V are the angel voices proclaiming his birth.
W is for worshiping Christ our Lord.
X is for this extra special day.
Y is for the yearly remembrance of his birth.
Z is for the Z as children sleep tight, resting until Christmas morning first
for God so loved the world that he gave his own.
And so it was. While there in Bethlehem, she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Man, and when he came to my master and explained the need, my master said, "Of course, take him." "Take me? Take me where?" "To Bethlehem," he said. "I'd never heard of Bethlehem. We had a long way to walk, and the lady needed to ride. You see, she was going to have a baby. She couldn't make the journey on foot. While we walked, she sang little songs to the baby, even though he wasn't born yet. Her voice was so sweet. Even when I felt tired, I found the strength I needed. I had to get her there safely. Finally, we arrived, but there was no room for them inside the inn. We all went to the stable together." I was certainly curious. In they came, the man and the lady and the donkey, all of them exhausted from traveling so far. We don't usually have people staying with us in the stable, you understand, but the town was crowded. Every stall, every room was full. It was late at night when they came, and they were ready to rest, but it wasn't long until the lady sat up and spoke softly to the man to wake him. "Joseph," she said. "I'm here, Mary," he answered, and it wasn't long after that we heard the little baby's voice. I never knew crying could sound so sweet. Of course I made room for him in the manger. It was just right for a crib. It was just right for a baby with no place else to go. We were dozing in the rafters of the barn where the heat rises to keep us warm. There was a beautiful star that night, so bright the light came right inside. I noticed it just after the baby was born. The starlight spilled right down like a lantern shining on the manger. All the animals were quiet when the baby came, watching him. And then my mate and I began to sing a soft lullaby for the baby. It's just too bad the way people kept coming in and out and interrupting our song and his sleep. Still, we kept singing. We made it especially beautiful for the baby. I didn't like their looks. They were rough and they smelled bad. Oh, I don't mean the people with the baby. They were nice. I liked their smell. I mean those other guys, the ones who came later. They had sheep with them. So many sheep. You could smell those sheep coming a mile away. Well, I could smell them coming. Not that they could hurt anyone. They're just sheep. But those guys with the sheep, like I said, they looked rough. I had to look them over just outside the door. I gave them a good sniff. They were talking about angels and stars. I don't know about angels, but the light from that star was bright. I could see that. So I let them inside, and then I went back to the door to keep them all safe. That's what I could give to the baby.
I cut the sheep with the curly horn. I gave him my blanket for a warm. He wore my coat on that Christmas morn. I cut the sheep with the curly horn.
It was cold that night, a terrible night to have a baby. When the lambs are born, we always hope for a warm night. It's better for little ones and better for the mamas, too. Little ones, newborns, whether they are lambs or people, need to be kept warm. In the fields, the sheep huddle together. But that night, we walked. We followed the men into town where they went into a little stable. I went right in with them, and I saw the little baby. It was cold that night, even in the stable. But I have wool to spare. I gave it willingly to warm the baby. He had a fine blanket out of my coat, and when his mother smiled at me, I felt warm too.
I said the cat so soft and gray, I warmed the baby in a chilly day, for when I curl up, it's how I pray. I said the cat so soft and gray.
Oh my goodness, what a night. So many visitors, so much noise, even though everyone kept saying, shh, the baby's sleeping. Don't they know how much noise it makes when they say, shh, honestly? People have such strange habits. I don't know how cats live in houses with them. I've always preferred the barn. But these people weren't so bad. After all the fuss of that first night was over, I came down from the hayloft to get a closer look at the baby, and then I curled up right next to him. His mother didn't mind, I could tell. That little baby was a king, they kept saying, but I knew better. That little baby was God. So I curled right up next to him, and I purred my prayers. I traveled for months through the desert carrying a heavy burden on my back. It's what I was made for. I can take long journeys and carry a heavy load. I heard them say my fellow camels and I were carrying gifts for a new king, so I expected we would be traveling to a palace. No wonder we were carrying such impressive presents, good-smelling frankincense, expensive myrrh, and the heaviest load on my back, gold. I've been to palaces before. When you arrive, there's good food to eat and fresh water to drink. But when we got to the city, it was only a town. And we were not going to a palace, I could see. We stopped at a house, not a palace. And the king was a young boy. The gold, frankincense, and myrrh were taken from our packs and given to the family.
That's every beach by some good spell. In the same old dark was glad to tell of the gifts they gave.
Emmanuel was given to us on Christmas as a gift from heaven? I thought Christmas was all about getting presents from our moms and dads.
I heard the real meaning of Christmas from my mother.
When I was a younger, Christmas was mundane.
Jesus and the love sent from heaven?
What is Christmas about? Jesus Christ. It's a holiday full of stuff. Money and stress, teaching and grief. Some people are saying enough. Love one another, our Savior says. It's all about love, not things. Let's teach our children to serve and create the real joy that true Christmas brings.
Ways we can serve Jesus at Christmas.
How can we be the light and show others the true meaning of Christmas?
Cool box! Did you get that present for me?
I don't think so. It's actually a box called a sparkle box. It's a present, but not for you. It's for the most important person at Christmas.
Oh yeah, I heard the teachers talking about that. They were talking about filling it. But I haven't seen anyone put anything in there yet.
Just wait. Here comes Charlie with something, and I think it goes in the box right now.
Hey, guys. How's it going? I have something for our box. It's been a lot of fun seeing all the different ways FCS has been giving during this Christmas season. Just in the last few weeks, we've been collecting food for a blessing basket.
Y'all must be talking about the sparkle box. We're here to add even more things.
Like sending Christmas cards to all the teachers.
And giving hot chocolate to many belongings around town.
And don't forget the appreciation box for Brother Rick and Miss Anita.
Hey guys, why are all the snacks in this box?
We wanted to show our support to the police station for their service and protection. Then we will put the police station on a piece of paper and add it to the sparkle box.
So why are we putting all these things in the box?
Well, come, they told me, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum. A newborn king to see, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum. Our finest gifts we bring, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum. To lay before the king, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum.
Box is all about.
giving of ourselves as Jesus did for us.
It's our birthday present to Jesus, a way to shine a little light into this world.
Oh, I get it now.
There's nothing but paper in this box.
What's so important about filling the box with papers? And how is that a present for Jesus?
Because Jesus says in Matthew, whatever you do for the least of these, you do it unto him.
When we serve people in need, we are doing unto him.
Everything we do for others at school or in the community this holiday season goes on a slip of paper and into the box.
And we will keep on filling the box until Christmas break.
But we are also giving each family their own sparkle box to an important place in our home.
We want your family to write down the special gifts you're giving in honor of Jesus' birthday and place them in your sparkle box.
Open the box on Christmas morning and see how your family filled the box.
This season is not about what we are getting, but about what was given to us on that special night so long ago.
man has come to see you, saying that he's lost. And he came, Daniel, God is with us, and died on the cross and rose again. And that's the message that we want to present to you as a whole week for this season. Amen. So it is time that the kids can go back to their spots and after they're seated, we'll ask prayer and we'll be dismissed. God, so save us from our sins. Thank you for that. We ask and pray.